You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is AFQ Football, the show in which a panel of guests answer questions sent in by you, the listeners. And our panel of guests this week answering your questions are Mike Bancole, Sajjad Iqbal, Mike Kearney, and Josh Sexton, who is also producing. Now, what Josh has very cleverly done to help me out is book two mics onto the same show, which is always helpful when trying to see which one on Zoom is going to answer the question. So I'm going to go with calling Mike Kearney Michael, because it's my favourite thing to do, as it makes me feel like I'm telling him off for being naughty. As you imagine, some people would like us to talk about Joe Gomez, and so I'm going to combine two questions. So the first question says, this is from Michael Frost, and it says, is there any room in our squad for a new player? If Gomez can't get in, who's good enough? Which is a nice little question, I think, nicely phrased. And Stuart Haston has said, the Joe Gomez situation is nuts. He played 51 games last season, quoting Mo Stewart. He's a very, very handy squad player at worst, solid backup for the entire back line. We would be nuts to let him go. Discuss. So I'm kind of using those two questions to give you all a chance to just discuss Joe Gomez. So let's start with Michael.
Yeah, it is nuts. There's always room for players, extra players to make your squad better, to answer the part one. I'll always say that, yes, adding players is good. Caveating that with, yes, sometimes you don't just add anyone, you've got to add the right players. But yeah, of course you'd be mad to say no, you can't make this squad better by adding players, because you can. And secondly, while not adding players, taking players away that played so many times as they did last year seems also just a little bit mad. We've not really been linked to loads of defenders this summer. There's some Mark Gay chat today. Newcastle have obviously been struggling to buy him. There was loads of talk early summer around Gomez and Gordon's deal, and Gomez not being in the squad at the weekend. Paul Joyce saying that's because he's thinking about his options. And to be honest with you, if he goes, I'll be really sad. He's the longest serving player, but you know, he's had some really tough times that he's battled through and came back and to figure as often as he did last season and to the standard that he did. It will only be a miss if he goes, really. It'll be a sad day to see him leave. He played centre-half with Van Dijk in the start of the 1920 season, which is the season that we all like know, love and remember. And he has really bad hard lines, essentially, at Burnley away, covering that right back that day and breaking his leg. He's sort of like, I've seen some Newcastle players saying, oh, we need better players than Joe Gomez. I'm like, yeah, he played loads of games for Liverpool Football Club. He's won a load of things, more than you'll ever dream. So if you get someone with his character and his ability, you should be lucky. I would find it a bit mad if we binned him off and didn't replace him. I think it would be a bit irresponsible.